Good afternoon, and welcome to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy. I'm joined, as usual, by my friend, Mr. Mike Yakubik. Good afternoon, Michael.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joseph.
Michael, let's begin, as we always do, with a prayer. We'll continue to do the prayer of St. Michael. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
St. Michael, the Archangel,
defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. A couple of upcoming degrees. We'll get them out of the way as usual.
It's always a good thing.
That's a good thing. On Sunday, March the 10th, a knighthood or third degree is going to be conducted by St. Patrick Council 4057. They're located at 87 Marsh Drive in Carlisle. Candidates should arrive no later than 12 noon, and the degree is to begin at 1 p.m. And on Sunday, the 17th of March, St. Patrick's Day, an admission or first degree and a formation or second degree will be conducted by Father O'Hanlon Council 4678. They're located at 850 Stratford Drive in State College. Candidates should arrive no later than 12:30, and the degrees begin at 1 p.m. And that's that.
All right, Joseph. Yeah, you know, this is an exciting time. We're starting Lent. Actually started it because of the tape show. We started it yesterday, Wednesday. It was kind of interesting. I went to the 9 o'clock Mass at St. Joseph's, which is the school Mass.
Yeah, I did too, but we were at Holy Name and the kids were at 8:30, yeah.
And it's really interesting because you have all the kids there and everybody. And it was really, a lot of people showed up. I think it's one of the largest groups I saw for a school Mass, you know, with the kids.
Oh, sure,
and
sure.
It was packed. It was standing room only. And it was really nice. Father had a really good homily. I think Father Rosman, more naturally at the school, you're always going to relate the homily to the school children.
Oh, yeah, you bring it down a notch.
Yeah, because you have to make sure that they understand what's going on. And I think he really did a really good job in getting the information to what why Lent is and why we start. And, you know, I think just the giving of the sacrifices and not necessarily, you know, what we all think about giving things up, but going a little deeper and just being a better person. I think that's really and truly what Lent is about, is that, you know, we try to convert our lives to be a little bit better of ourselves than what we are during the rest of the year.
By the time we get to, you know, Good Friday and Easter Sunday, hopefully we're a little bit better than we were when we started on Ash Wednesday,
right.
And that's the bottom line.
Yeah, and then if you have that going into the next year, Joe, then next year maybe you'll be even a little bit better. And that's our goal.
You know what? That's why they make penance/confession slash reconciliation.
Yeah, okay? We want to get a little bit better every year, and as we get closer to our Lord and to heaven, you know, hopefully we're the best that we can be. Not that we're always not, but I know we try, but a lot of us, I mean, I know I do. I screw up a lot.
we all do. We wouldn't be human beings if we didn't. And you know what else is going on? The fish fries are back,
you
guys.
You got that right, I'll tell you.
That's pick a parish, any parish, you know. Yeah, the KSC or the parish and or the parishes are running Lenten fish fries. So you can knock yourselves out with that. We had to just throw a little bit of levity into there because we can. And it's nice to go to the different parishes and see the guys and see what they're doing with the fish fries or their different fundraisers that they have.
Yeah, I think we'll name some a little bit later. But I think one of the things that is so good about the fish fries, I mean, first of all, you know, we're required to fast and abstain on Friday. So first of all, that's a good thing. So the fact that the fish fry is there makes it a lot easier for us. Because you don't have to worry about going to a restaurant or anything to try to find it. You can actually go to your parish. And the other thing you get is you're going to see people there that you may not have seen for years, or maybe you only see them once a year, but you get a little bit more fraternity. I know when we sit at our table, there's other people join you, and you may never, you don't even know the people, and you start to talk to them. And so I think that's a good thing. It brings us together as a Christian family, not necessarily as individual families, but as a Christian family. So I think that's good. I think the other thing is, especially from our perspective, it's a lot of them are run by the night. So that's a good thing because it gets to show that the Knights are there to assist. And for whatever reason, I mean, I don't, you know, all of them have different things that they do with the profit that they make, if they make a profit. And most of it doesn't go back to the Knights. It actually goes to something or someone either in the community or in the parish
or
family.
Or to help purchase an ultrasound machine or Special Olympics or the Ark. Everything that we deal with as Knights, at least here locally, the money is going to go somewhere and do some good. Not right. that it doesn't normally, but it does. Yeah, and that's why we do the fish fry. So,
sure. And it's the same thing, you know, if the parish is doing it, if it's not the Knights, it's the same thing. The parish is doing it either to assist them in keeping their finances up to snuff and where it should be, or maybe they have a special a desire. I know our parish, we're going to be building a new tabernacle. So, you know, we need money for that. Other things break. I mean, you know how it is around your own house.
Even around
things
here.
Things break, yeah.
I mean, we're waiting on a new computer to be delivered. Yeah. And I had to order another part that we forgot to put on the list for that. So that's going to come separately. But all of that stuff is coming to my house because I have a covered porch and there's somebody there. You know, nowadays with porch pirates, I'm not going to take a chance, you know. So we'll put it together down at my place, bring it in here, and then Gary and I will install it. But, It's 7 years, you know. It reached its limit.
Sure. And the thing is that's what all these local churches, that's what their fish fries are all about, or their macaroni and cheese, or fish sticks for the young kids, French fries. So I think, you
know. And even support the radio station. I mean, when you stop and think about it, we just had our annual speaker series dinner, and the Knights basically paid the bill for the dinner in the hotel.
Yeah, and
we thank all
of our councils out there that assist it. And if you weren't able to assist this year, keep us in mind. We'd love to have you there again. You know, like we did last Thursday, we'll draw the names out of the hat, give the councils an opportunity that sponsored the meal to be able to attend the meal.
Sure.
And I kind of liked what we did this year, Joe, where we actually had. The spouse attend with the Knight from the council, and I think that's a nicer way to go.
I met some people that I had never met before. I mean, as many times as I've been doing second degrees, I have never been at this guy's council in Palmyra. You know, I met him and his wife, and I forget where the other couple was from at the table. And we're just wandering around the room pre dinner, saying hi and seeing who was there. Yeah, we're doing good stuff. There's always a need. You know, whether it's here at the radio station, you know, whether it's, you know, your parish, whether it's helping out with a new ultrasound machine, whether it's feeding the homeless, there's always something that you can use that $5 or whatever you can afford when you donate to pay it forward.
Yep.
It's, you know, consider it part of your, what do they call it, the tithing, when you tithe your parish. You know, if the tithing is whatever that number is anymore, it used to be like, what, 10% or something?
10% is what.
You know, so if you took 2% of that and you gave it to the pregnancy center, or you gave it to the ARC, or you gave it to us here at the radio station, we're still doing good. You're still paying it forward. But there's so much need out there today. Whatever you're doing with that extra $5 or whatever you have, do it wisely. Do it wisely. Yes.
Yeah, and I think everything that you do, it should be for the betterment of our specific area. One of the things I did want to talk about real quick, we had Father Alar on here on the radio show last week.
Yes.
And he's really a good speaker. I had remembered his speech from last year's men's conference, and he impressed me. And I just want to reiterate these dates, Joe, just to let everybody know, because it's going to be this Sunday, starting this Sunday, March 10th, at St. Catherine Drexel Church at 1 Peter Drive in Mechanicsburg. And Father's going to give three talks. Now, there is a mission mass on Monday and a mission mass on Tuesday, but those are in the morning, and I know a lot of our folks go to work, so it's a little hard to make a 9 o'clock mass. For our retired brothers and sisters out there, if you can go, I think it's well worth it. He's an outstanding speaker. I am going to go to his Sunday night talk. It's at 6 p.m. Sunday, March 10th, that's this coming Sunday, and his talk about is going to be on Mary, the gift of mercy. I wanted to attend the one on Monday and Tuesday, but I have prior commitments and I just can't go. But for all of you out there, his Monday talk is going to go on why we need the Eucharist and confession. That would be a fantastic one to be able to go to. And then on Tuesday, elements of divine mercy and consecration. And he's going to give everyone a blessing with the relic of St. Faustina. So if you get an opportunity, get out there, get to see Father. He's an outstanding speaker. I know that you'll thoroughly enjoy it. So I think it's something that if you get an opportunity to do, please do so.
And there you go. I mean, we've got a couple of parish missions. Father Chris is going to be, I think he's going to be in the area twice. I forget where the other parish is, like you'd say in York or Lancashire, but here in the close proximity to Harrisburg area anyway. So if you get a chance, if you miss him at St. Catherine's, listen, if we get information here, we'll put it out in the parish bulletin board for you. And if you get a chance, go see him. And the other thing is our Diocesan Men's Conference is coming up.
Yes, it is.
And that's going to be at Bishop McDevitt High School. And the date just went right out of my head, but that's upcoming.
Yeah, so it's April 6th.
Thank you.
We'll be it.
Thank you. You saved me again.
Well, that's because I'm going to be there. We're going to be setting up a booth. We hope that any non-night, stop by and see us. We hope to put a couple of displays out, let you know what we're doing. Not only in our own community and area, not only throughout our state, but actually the larger and what we do throughout the world to hopefully evangelize, but also to take care of our brothers and sisters in need throughout the countries of the world.
And right now there are tentative plans for one of us or a couple of us from the radio station to be there, have a table or a booth set up, Mike or Dan or myself or whoever we can. Find free for that weekend to be there. We're creeping up on the heartbreak. I'm hearing music in my ears. So I'm going to say, as I usually do, we'll be back right after these messages. Welcome back to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy, and I'm joined by my usual compadre here, Mr. Mike Yacoubi. Good afternoon again, Michael.
Oh, yeah, Joe. I'm still here.
I can see that across the table from you. You have your trusty little calendar and some notes out there. Where do you want to go next?
Well, we're going to run through some of these fish dinners because we'd like to let everyone know what's available in their area. But before we do that, we'll come up with the bad news. This is my least favorite Sunday of the year, Joseph, the least favorite.
And it's the first Sunday of Lent, and I'm going to ask you why.
It has nothing to do with Lent. It has nothing to do with our faith. It has to do with the daylight savings time.
Oh, yes, yes.
Because we're going to spring ahead, so we want to give everybody a heads up. You're going to get 1 hour less sleep. Your mass schedule is going to remain the same.
Only it will be Eastern daylight time on Sunday, so turn the clocks ahead 1 hour when you go to bed Saturday night, and you'll be good for Mass on Sunday morning.
Now, for you brave souls, stay up until 2 o'clock in the morning, and then you can make it 3 o'clock in the morning and go to bed. But for everybody else, I would suggest you change them the day before on Saturday. But I'll just give you a little heads up. That's the reason it's my least favorite Sunday.
But you know what? Nowadays, it's like the battery-operated clocks that aren't on a network, your microwave or your stove, and your wristwatch. I mean, everything else, your computer, everything that's in the house that's on a network, your TV, cable, stuff, all that's going to switch automatic. It's all the stuff that doesn't, that may have to get you up the next morning in time for Mass.
Yeah, that clock radio you have sitting right there. But, all joking aside, this is a good time to get a little bit more spiritual. So take the time to look and see what your parish has to offer. Stations of the Cross on Fridays. Anything else that they're doing special. We talked about Father Chris Allar, who's going to be at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. The men's conference, Joseph had mentioned that. That's another good opportunity for all of the men to get out there and do just a little bit extra, a little bit more time with our Lord. I know there's a lot more Eucharistic adoration, opportunity to step by, stop by. And I know a lot of us have busy schedules. I mean, I don't work anymore. I've been retired for a couple of years. But with the nights, there are places I have to be, and sometimes I want to be able to go to adoration, and I can't. But it is still nice that if you have the time, even on a trip out, maybe stop by a parish that you know has Eucharistic adoration, spend 5 minutes with our Lord, just thanking him for the fact that you have the ability to go out and do things.
And you know what? We were fortunate. We have, I forget the gentleman's name, it went right out of my head. But I have loaded for every day in the on-air computer here a little Lenten reflection. It's a minute long. It'll air like 9:30 in the morning and maybe 2-3 o'clock, maybe as late as 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll have a different one each day for you going through Lent. So, you know, you kind of pick up and listen on those. And maybe when you're driving your car, going home or going to work in the morning, just ponder what they just said in that minute meditation, if you will. This morning coming up, I was really early. I was here at 6:30. Okay, not that I had to be.
I was still sleeping.
I know you were, but I got up. And when I'm up, I'm up. You know me. Okay, so I got everything packed and I put in the car, and I started out of the house, and I remembered my rosary beads were in my little packet on my dresser. So I went back in out of the garage, went back in the house and got them. From the time I left the house in Hershey till I got here, okay, I said the Sorrowful Mysteries of the Rosary.
That's good.
I'll probably say another one going home, because you have that quiet time in the car. The station wasn't on the air that I could listen to the morning show or whatever. So I don't know how many stoplights there are between the house and here, but I think I had every one of them red. But that's okay, because I had the rosary beads and I was driving safely. And
it eliminates road rage.
There you go. That it does.
If you're talking to our Lord or our Blessed Virgin, there's no way you can have road rage. And that's what I do. I try to zone out, watch the roads, but keep the two of them in my mind and on my heart. We're going to hit some of these, Joe, because I really do want to get them out. Before I do that, though, I two other announcements to make. One is Mike Rybacki is going to be doing a lot of effort into the free throw, the state free throw, which is going to be held at Camp Hill for the Knights of Columbus free throw challenge. So he needs Brother Knights to help. I know he sent an email out to all the councils. So my brothers, if you can assist him, give him a buzz. It's going to be the 16th, so it's not this weekend, but it'll be on this radio show Saturday and Tuesday right before the event. And I know he could use some help. He does a really good job, and the reason he needs additional help is to make sure that we make it an extremely enjoyable time for the kids. And to do that, you want to make sure the scores are accurate, you want to make sure that everybody is treated fairly, and that it's a good, clean competition. So my brothers, if you can come out to assist, give Mike a call. You can call us. You can call the station here. We'll help you out. My phone number is everywhere in the world, and it's right here at Trinity High School. So,
and it starts at like 9-ish in the morning?
No, a competition. I know I'm going to be wrong on this. Check the state website. It is on there, but top of my head, I think it's 11 o'clock is registration, and I believe the free throw starts at 12.
So yeah. There you go. You have plenty of time to get down there, guys. In a couple of hours, you're in and you're out. We used to call it the 24-hour night when you'd be volunteered, or we'd ask for volunteers. Give me 2 hours a month. 12 months out of the year is 24 hours. That's not going to kill anybody.
No, and Mike needs the help. I think he's asking for the guys to be there by 11:15 so that he can explain to them what their jobs are going to be and assign our brothers specific positions to assist the youth.
If memory serves, when you go around the back side of the school toward where the football field is, those are the doors that will be open that will take you in toward the gym, I think. I'm not sure the front doors are open.
Yeah, if you come, you don't go in the front entrance, go around the side where the buses drop off the kids. It's right next to the gym.
All right.
Yep. And that's the best place to be. A lot of parking. You can come in off of Old Gettysburg Pike. You can come in. There's a couple of ways of getting there, so I think it'd be well worth it. And I know Mike could use the assistance.
There you go.
So let me hit some of these fish dinners, because we got to talk about these. Knights of Columbus doing one at St. Teresa's Parish in New Cumberland. right down the road. This one's a little further out. This is probably, I guess, the limit of the radio station, if we even get that high. But Mont Carmel and Elysburg, Queen of the Most Holy Rosary in Elysburg is doing it, and the Divine Redeemer Parish in Mont Carmel. One a little closer to home, Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament, the Knights of Columbus Council 15-137 in Harrisburg.
Yep, right up on 3rd Street. Yep, right above McClay.
Yeah, and they're doing it every day or every Friday starting this Friday. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a big advantage. St. Monica's Parish in Sunbury, one of my favorite priests, Father Fred Wangway's up there,
yep.
And his parish is doing it. Again, this is kind of like the outer edge of reaching the station without doing, you know, it on the podcast. St. Bernadette Parish in Duncannon, 8151. They're going to be doing this. So they're another one to look at. Sacred Heart of Jesus Parish in Cornwall, another one. So there's a lot. Here's another Knights of Columbus. Now, the Knights of Columbus, this is one of my favorite ones to go to. I'm not going to lie to you. I try to hit, Alexis and I try to hit one every week at a different parish. But I do like St. Matthew's 15351. They're doing theirs a little different this year. They're only doing it twice. They're going to do it at March 29th and April 12th. So if you get an opportunity to go out there, visit the guys, their parish a little out of the way. Father Clark's out there, real good priest. And the food's good. I like it. I'm definitely going to hit them one of the 2 days. St. Peter's Parish in Elizabethtown, they're having it. They're going to do it starting this Friday, and they're going all the way
through.
They're
going to do every Friday in Lent, yep.
Yeah. I was surprised. It was actually one, and I missed it. I think if I would have noticed it, I would have went. They actually had something for yesterday for Ash Wednesday, and so I kind of missed that. We would have hit that. St. Peter Parish in Columbia. Fish fries, and they're going to be doing it the whole time. Our Lady of Christians Parish in Lykens, a little further north.
Mm-hmm.
If you happen to be traveling up on 81, stop by Lykens and on Friday, and you'll be able to eat with them.
There you
Immaculate
go.
Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish in Berwick. They're going to be doing this. Knights of Columbus of St. Jude Thaddeus Parish in Mifflintown. We just had our, it was a year and a half ago, that's where our state deputy was actually selected.
Yes.
At their council. So get a chance to go out there and see him. One you were just talking about, I believe, Joseph, a gentleman that you met, Holy Spirit Parish in Palmyra.
In Palmyra, yep.
So there's one. So a lot of these things are really neat because we hear about them. Here's one of our brothers and sisters from a different rite, St. Anne's Byzantine Church.
Out on Locust Lane. Yeah, and you wanna, there's another good one. You want some good food for the festival or fish fries? You got to go there.
Yep.
You will not go. You will not leave hungry. I guarantee you.
Only bad
Lent or not, you will not leave there hungry.
Only bad news. They also have great kielbasa, but you're not eating it on a Friday.
Nope.
So keep that in mind. Here's another one up in the coal region, Holy Angels Parish in Caltmont, and they're going to be doing it all the time. St. Francis Xavier Parish in Gettysburg. So that's another one. Here's one that I usually frequent, Our Lady of Lourdes Parish in Enola. And actually, I think that's where Alexis and I are going to be going this Friday. I think we're going to hit Our Lady of Lourdes. And then I think next week we'll probably be hitting, which one are we going to?
We'll have to
St. Elizabeth Ann Seton.
We should borrow the recorder and take the shows on the road.
Oh, yeah. And talk to all the people eating the food.
Oh, wouldn't that be funny?
And this is the last one we have, St. Rose of Lima Parish in York. And I've been down there. I happen to know Doc Zimmerman. He's really a fine man, a good knight, a really good chief counselor for the squires. And Dr. Zimmerman's been having some health problems, so keep him in your prayers, especially during this Lent. Our station manager, good friend of all of us, definitely a real good friend of Joseph's, he is having some problems, and keep him in your prayers. I know a lot of you know him from commercial radio also, Dan Steele, really a good guy, and keep him in your prayers. Keep all of our folks in your prayers. I want to do a belated happy birthday wish to Father Sod, Father Timothy Sod, not Father Kyle Sod, but he was listed all over the Facebook pages for Trinity High School because he's the chaplain out there, and When you let young people know it's your birthday, they're going to publicize it.
Yes, they are. They are going to let you know they love you.
Yes, yep. That's how I found out about it.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Father.
Yep. You can't make this stuff up. The kids have fun with it. We have fun with it. Only because we know them.
You know? And the kids at Trinity are some outstanding. They've done some really good stuff. Basketball, I guess they're in the championships. They've won their divisions, boys and girls. The girls... I think diving team or swimming team did an outstanding job. But again, keep everybody in your prayers during this Lenten season.
Yeah, we had some fun with this show. You got some good fish fries you can attend. Say some prayers for some people. With that, along with Mikey Kubik, I'm Joe Murphy. Thank you for listening, and God bless.